where else could you be that you could be enjoying a beautiful day like to this? Like this. Oh, man. You gotta love our Arizona.
Best place to be quarantined.
That's what they say. Hallelujah, baby. All right. What's your takeaway from today's three-hour program, Mr. Romero?
Oh, we had a lot to cover today. I always enjoy the Farm Fresh Hour and everything that they bring in and the $23 billion ag industry that we have here locally. Ed Curry from Cochise County was in. That was good. Just a ton of information and so much shared, there was no way to retain it all and the time listening to it once.
I did put on Facebook the most important thing to remember, and that is where to find his salsa.
We went ahead and ordered our share.
That's right, SantaCruzChili.com. And I love to support our local farmers. I love farmers markets. I love any of the grocery stores that carry local. They just work really hard, and it's really great to be part of getting the word out for them.
Well, you sure would not want to get into a pepper trivia contest with that guy. Like Stephanie Smallhouse says, no matter who you are, when you finish talking to Ed, your IQ is doubled.
I feel bad for his wife. It's like, I don't know if he spends more time researching peppers than staying at home, but I mean, he threw some terms out there, and that's when I brought up the periodic table for chilies.
Yeah, right.
It still blows my mind how technical he got, you know? But well, I'm glad you said, hey, just remove the vein inside as you like it, and you can adjust the heat.
Yeah, you can actually regulate the heat you take into your cooking by how much of that vein, he called it something else, but he gave me the permission to say vein because he said common folks call it vein. So I fit that definition really good.
Exactly.
You can cut some of that vein out, and it takes the capsaicin.
The heat.
Yeah, it takes the heat out. And some of those hotter peppers actually have, I think, a better flavor, but they're so hot you can never get down to the flavor.
So now you know how to regulate.
Yeah, so now you know how to kind of bring the flavor alive without having to endure the agony and the pain of the heat. So
I think the term is capsaicin.
I think you're right. Okay. Thank you very much.
Or sizin.
Really enjoyed Ed Curry and Stephanie Smallhouse joining us, along with Julie Murphy from the Arizona Farm Bureau in the outdoor living segment this morning. We got outside, that's for sure.
And all the new direct-to-market beef raisers.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of them are in the past, you know, you would sell mass quantities to, you know, big processing plants. And a lot of them has started just by demand supplying local direct-to-consumer. So you can find those at fillyourplate.org. 9 o'clock, Randy Cole, man, he had a lot of new things up his sleeve.
Well, that new energy-saving service that he's giving, particularly commercial building owners, of actually you're getting a capital improvement with no capital investment at all, and it creates a positive cash flow immediately from day one. It's a win-win-win situation for everybody. Anybody that has any amount of sizable electric commercial consumption needs, and as well as his BioClean biocide product that actually creates a purified environment, basically wet smoke bombs your home or your restaurant or your place of business and creates a biologically pure environment to start with.
And this wasn't designed for, you know, this isn't anything new.
Right, this has been in hospitals.
And the building industry is when you would get a water damage situation where you need to go in and do some mold remediation. This was a great spot application for remediating the mold before you go back into your renovating part of and your reconstruction part of whatever damage was caused by water.
You're not covering up any old mold. So
right.
Fox Valley Electric was here, joined us for the 9 o'clock hour, sharing those two new services.
Just a quick note, too. When Randy and I talked for the article, he mentioned that even though it's great for building owners, but if you're a company in a long-term lease situation, it's also something to consider.
It'll pay for itself before your lease is over. Absolutely. Yeah. So you can jump on board. And then we talked about this, our venture in trying to find out new ways to become your best friend is to get Arizona homeowners independent of toilet paper. Completely toilet paper independent.
Self-sustainable.
By talking to you about the huge movement in the bidet industry. I'm not kidding. There isn't one we've installed in the last 10 years where a homeowner would ever go back to a conventional toilet. And that's the absolute truth. Y'all have a great week. Be blessed. Be safe. Stay strong.